We've got lots of listeners that have kids that show cattle, and of course you're trying to pick the best calf and tame that calf, but you've also talked about you can actually train them to do what you want to do.
Absolutely you can. And first of all, they need to start working with a calf when they first get it, and you want to get away from the steer tug-of-war stuff. I watched Kurt Pate, really good stockmanship person, do a really good demonstration on training steers so they you don't get in a tug-of-war with them. And what you do is you put on a lead rope extension so that you can work with the calf outside of its flight zone. Then you don't get in the tug of war, because if you're outside his flight zone, you ask him to come, he steps towards you, then you let up on the lead rope. Now, obviously, you're going to have to put him in the squeeze chute to get the halter on. No, you can definitely train cattle. But they're also an animal to get scared easy. And then what is temperament? The flighty temperament is the animal that gets more scared when you suddenly introduce novelty. Okay, if the animal has never heard an auctioneer, never seen a flag, then you take him into a show, you got all kinds of strange people there and noise he doesn't have at home. So let's get your animal accustomed to flags, bikes, and balloons before we go to the sale. And don't be trying to train them the day before with this. You got to start doing this when they're young. And one of the best ways to train your animal to tolerate novel things would be to decorate the pasture fence with flags and let your steer walk up to those things. Let him voluntarily approach the flags. You see, new things are both scary and attractive. They are attractive when the animal can voluntarily approach, and they're scary when you shove it in their face. And when you quickly shove it in their face, the flighty one has a much bigger reaction than the animal with the calm genetics.
So if you're a producer and you're setting up pens for the first time, or you're looking at moving to a different location, what are some things you should look for to make lives of your calves easier?
Well, you want to get animals used to strange people touching you. Let's get them used to some of the sounds they're going to have at the fair. Some of the things they see, bikes are scary. They sneak up on you really fast, and they're silent. Vehicles tell you they're coming. Flags, bikes, and balloons. Let's get them accustomed to that before we go to a show.
If you're a producer that looking at the stockyards and taking your cattle and getting ready, you've talked about a lot of humane practices throughout most of your books. Why is that so important that people grasp that concept that you're working with live animals, and if you're good to them, they will return the favor?
Well, that's right. Now, we can sometimes get cattle so tame they get pushy. Now, one thing I don't want cattle doing is shoving and pushing when you go to feed them. If they're shoving and pushing, don't put the feed down. Wait until he's calm. He stands back just a little bit. Then I put the feed down. Or he wants to switch pastures, wait until he stops pushing. Then I'll open the gate. Don't reward pushing behavior. Another thing that a lot of kids don't understand about cattle is bulls fight by butting foreheads. So if you press on the forehead, that tends to encourage that butting behavior. Consider that the no-fly zone over the military base. Don't touch the forehead because it encourages butting. Now, horse, you can rub there because horses don't butt. Horses rear up and strike. You see, that's where there's a species difference. You can scratch your steer everywhere else, but don't touch the military base on his forehead, and never play butting games with calves. It's not cute when they grow up as a strange person.
What would you like to leave like the ag producers with as far as your biggest piece of advice on ways they can just be better at their job?
Well, if we're talking about cattle handling, the first thing we do is we calm down. Then after you've calmed down, there's all kinds of stuff you can learn about low-stress stockmanship. But if you get them all excited, you're not going to be able to learn that stuff. You have to calm down first. Then there's a lot of workshops you can go to, and you can learn a whole lot of really good things on how to handle cattle.